Good afternoon and top of the hour to you. This is Mark Ward, and the program is called Pleasing God, and it is our effort and aim to teach the truth, the unadulterated truth of God's Word, using the Bible as the standard, and learning more about God and learning more about the Bible in such a way that we can please the God of heaven that we should be serving. So thankful for this opportunity to speak to you again from God's Word, and we'd like to ask God's blessings upon this effort, and we'd like for you to listen daily if you can and tell others about the program. Monday through Friday, the New Joy 100.3 FM on the dial at noon for 15 minutes of Bible study. And if you can put that time aside, tell your friends and loved ones about it. We will do everything on our part that we can to present biblical lessons that which will not just be entertaining, or we're not tickling anyone's ears, we're not asking for money. What we're asking for is for your time and your attention. And we don't want you to believe everything that is said on this program simply because it's coming from someone that says they're teaching from the Bible, but want you to be like the Bereans of old that are mentioned in Acts 17 and verses 10 and 11. They were more noble, they were more fair-minded than those that were at Thessalonica at that time, because they received the Word of God, with readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily to see whether the things that were being presented were so. We want to talk about, who is this God of the Bible? The title of this show is Pleasing God. And it would be wrong if we got the wrong God, for example, let's say Baal of the Old Testament, and worshiped a golden image or a silver image or a wooden image that would just be purely an idol, that if you pushed it over, it couldn't even bring itself back up. It would have to take mankind or some kind of help in order to be set back upright, that can't speak, that can't hear. It's a graven image, and that's why God pointed out that those were false gods in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But we need to know the God of the Bible, because there are many imitations, and we need to know the message that comes from the God of the Bible. And if it indeed be true that the God of the Bible is the God that we should serve, and I challenge you to know that He is, but not because I say it, but because of the external and internal evidences and other evidences that we can see, that we can know that He is God. And then we must know, what does this God want of us in order to be well-pleasing? Thus the title for our program, Pleasing God. We start with the basic text in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, as the Hebrew writer is ending that epistle. And there is like unto a prayer or a request that finishes out the end of that epistle, beginning in verse 20. The Bible says, "Now may the God of peace," that's who we want to learn about, if indeed this God so named is the true and living God that we should serve. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Those who wish may pray along as we pray to this God that is the God of the Bible, asking His blessings upon our study. Shall we pray? Dear great God and righteous one, hallowed be Thy name. We are so thankful for all the many blessings that You have bestowed upon us, the sending of Your Son and our Savior Jesus Christ, for the sins of the world, that through obedience to what Your Word says, we can receive Your grace, Your mercy, even the forgiveness of our sins. May we fashion ourselves according to Your Word, that we will be what you tell us to be, that we can be well-pleasing in your sight. We thank you so much for all the blessings of life. We pray for the problems that continue to exist in America and throughout the entire world that you've created. We know that you are not the creator of these problems, but that you have the solutions if we will but be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We love you so much for sending your Son. What a great sacrifice for the sins of the world. We know we don't deserve it, but we know that we can show our love for you by coming to you that we be well-pleasing in your sight. May we have this study time to be well-pleasing in your sight. Give me the blessings and the courage to speak only your truth and to stay within the bounds and limitations of your word, that only truth is taught on this program. May those in the audience be blessed to hear and be blessed to open their Bibles and study along. And if finding what is taught to be true, to follow it to the very best of our abilities. We praise you, our great God and our wonderful King. In Jesus' name, amen. As we begin such a study that is so deep and wonderful about who God is, we must begin with understanding that there is no way we will ever completely and fully understand God, for His ways are higher than our ways. He operates on a different plane than we do. He is not human. While Christ did come to earth and took on human flesh and was God-man while on earth, God, the Godhead, the divine nature, the Godhood, comprised of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as taught in the Word of God, the Bible, the 66-book Bible, not some other Bible, we find what we can from what is revealed in the Word, and we should make it our utmost desire to want to learn as much as is revealed, as much can be understood. That which God gave us, for it was important enough for Him to reveal it to us, then it's important enough for us to study and learn about Him. In the 19th Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." There's evidence of God all around us before we even open the book that's called the Holy Bible. We should be able to tell from internal evidence, from the Word of God, and from external evidence that there is a God. The Bible itself argues for the existence of God for 40 men over a period of 1,600 years approximately, could not come up with this book we call the Bible that has no contradictions in it, though there are those that are skeptics and would like to try to allege that there are contradictions in the Bible, and that has the prophecies that actually occurred hundreds of years before, in many cases, their fulfillment, sometimes in shorter periods than that. And they've all come true to this point in time, except those that might refer to the judgment day and what will occur when Jesus comes again. But we do not believe that those are broken promises, but yet promises that are still yet to be fulfilled. And we thank God for His long-suffering and His patience and His kindness so that we can clean up our lives and get things right and be well-pleasing to God. And we should be about the Father's business like Christ was when He was here on earth in order to save those that are lost besides ourselves. We need to save ourselves with God's help. As the Bible teaches, that terminology is used in the Bible. Preachers who were inspired of God said, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." That message was a message of repentance from that which is wrong and turning toward God. For yes, there are things we must do in order to be saved, but not meritoriously. In any way can we earn our salvation. Repent or perish. If a person is not willing to repent, they're not willing to do what God says do to come to Him, and therefore are not well-pleasing in His sight. In Romans, the 11th chapter and verse 33, beginning to the end of that chapter. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor, or who has first given to Him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. That doesn't mean that we can't understand some things about God. That doesn't mean that we can't understand what is revealed in the Word, the Bible, the inspired Word of God. God breathed. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit to bring about what we have as the Old Testament and the New Testament. Men and women were inspired of God at times and had the ability to prophesy, teach God's word, His message, and be prophetic in sometimes giving prophecies that would be fulfilled either in their lifetime or in time to come, as God determined above. And within the proper roles that God has determined that men and women would be involved in prophecy, and men and women would be involved in teaching, those roles need to be respected in order to be well-pleasing unto God. Passages today like 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 16, with regard to the roles of headship. Passages like 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 and 12, concerning God's order for teaching and exercising authority between the sexes. We need to follow what God's Word says and honor the God above. Isaiah 55 and Jeremiah 10 have passages that also teach us that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so God's ways are higher than our ways. And that it's not in man, mere mortal, to direct his own steps. But we need the wisdom and the path that God has shown. And that path is called the light, and we need to walk in the light and not walk in darkness, as 1 John 1, chapter 1, teaches so well. Are you willing to learn about the God of the Bible? And we have limited time today, but we'll continue to talk about both of these things and continue and develop our thoughts as we go forward. Will you tune in tomorrow and we will learn even more? The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, capitalized G, and the Word was God, capitalized G. The Bible says that Jesus in John 8:58 says, before Abraham was, I am. What does it mean when the term I am is used in the Old Testament in Exodus, when Moses and Joshua were going to go before Pharaoh and talk about getting the release of the children of Israel? Well, who do we say sent us? Moses and Aaron would want to know so that they could tell the Pharaoh. And the answer was, you tell them the I am has sent you. Yes, we'll learn more, Lord willing, tomorrow. Tune in at noon and tell others about the program. God bless you and have a wonderful day.